D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, well, well. It is Wednesday, and it is 4:15-ish. And that must mean it's time once again for the trifecta, where we remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they matter and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in the three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Deej, I think it's 509, right?
509, currently occupied by Robert Redford.
Well, Robert Redford
would got in, huh?
Probably be happy to share a room with a man who could outfit him in some of the coolest clothes ever. Probably clothes that he wore many, many times on the red carpet and prior, or I guess at the Oscars. Because today, we try to induct one of the most famous designers of all time. Matter of fact, where does he belong in the all-time list? And Donovan Lewis joins us. We're speaking of Giorgio Armani.
Donnie is definitely the most fashionable person on the panel.
Yeah.
What's up, Hardline?
Hey, Donnie. Giorgio.
Bob, forget about me every single week.
It's unbelievable. He just.
I was trying to.
What did I do to Bob?
I'm sorry, man.
He just sees what's in front of him and, yeah, doesn't think anything.
It's because you work with Matt and he's feuding with Matt.
Am I?
Oh, we have a battle going with between Matt and Bob.
I don't even know what it's about. I think it's about Florida.
So Giorgio Armani is the man we are discussing, who was born on July 11th, 1934. Do you guys know anything about Giorgio Armani?
No.
Outside of clothes. Because, again, I don't know where you would rank him on the Mount Rushmore of fashion designers, but I would assume he's top three. I cannot corroborate this, but I would feel that the Armani name, the Versace name, and maybe there's a few others out there that belong on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, Ralph Lauren would probably.
Ralph Lauren, yep. Yep, for sure. So Armani was born 45 miles south of Milan and in 1934. And so he is a little kid when World War II is going on. And after the war ended, when he was still a little guy, he was walking down a street and a mine, a live mine, detonated on a street near his home and set him on fire.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, dude, he wasn't even 10 years old. He has to spend 21 days with his eyes closed and bandages, and he recovered fully, but it affected his life quite a bit, as you can imagine, as he was running around the street on fire. So Armani was not a designer by trade. Matter of fact, he had no background whatsoever. He tried to get into medicine. That didn't work, and he said, you know what, let me just go into the Army like everybody else does. So he goes to the Army, and then he bounces around. And he starts working, oddly enough, at a department store.
Clothing store.
Yeah. A department store in 1957. He's 23 years old. He knows nothing about anything. He's employed as a photographer and a window dresser, but he was really good at that and he kept being promoted within the department store. And then he started becoming a stylist kind of under the wing. Hey, can you, Ham, I'm hearing echoes here. Hamster, I'm hearing little echoes here. If you can, yeah, make that go away. So he's working at the department store and somebody asked him, they're like, hey, do you think you can be a designer of any kind? He was like, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with all these clothes and what people like, and so I'm going to start trying to do that. So no formal training whatsoever, and he becomes like this designer at this place. And he does that until the mid-60s. And he's still just working at the department store until he meets someone that was very important in his life. His future lover.
Yeah?
Yes. A guy named...
What was her name?
Sergio Galeotti. Who said, dude, you're really good at this. And if you want to go into business with me...
Making clothes, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Giorgio and Sergio,
probably,
huh?
He's probably good at a lot of things.
Giorgio and Sergio. And so...
It wasn't Sergio Valente, was it?
It was not. Sergio Galeotti. And so they'd agreed to go into business together.
Hey, I'm a gay man.
And by this time, Giorgio Armani is 40 years old. 40, and is just like...
He hasn't even started his label yet.
No. He's 40 in 1975, and to get things going in the right direction, they had to sell their Volkswagen Beetle. They saved the money from the Beetle to start this design business, and right after that, he designed his career-defining unlined jacket, a design that was a huge turn away from the version, the traditional male business attire, and it revolutionized jackets. Immediately, the first thing that he really designed was his jacket, and he took off.
Was it like a mod 60s design, this like was a in thin the, lapels
This was
stuff?
In the 70s, and I
like
guess...
Like a members only?
Not a members only, but...
Had the epaulets on the top.
When they say it was an unlined jacket.
Maybe a starter jacket.
It was just this thin, simple, basic, yes, slender type jacket. Then he goes into introducing a woman's version, and it completely takes off. And by 1981, he is a millionaire 50 times over. He's on the cover of Time magazine. He is the first designer to be featured on Time magazine since Christian Dior was in the 40s or 30s. And suddenly, boom, takes off. Problem was, is he had a massive bit of heartbreak as his business partner and friend.
Oh, no, Corby.
In the...
Sergio.
In 1985. I'll give you a guess.
He's got AIDS.
What did he die of?
Old age.
No, he was 40.
A broken heart.
No. No.
Premature old age.
An autoimmune disease.
Why would you say that? He had cancer.
Yeah, Davey.
No, he had AIDS.
Doggone it, Davey. No.
He was chock full of AIDS and
brain cancer.
Okay.
At a time when...
They do not describe it like
that's
that.
That's not
you
the
know
official
it.
Listing. You don't have a percentage of how full or empty you are.
Unit of measurement, chock full.
Well, it says here on your chart, you're chock full of AIDS.
So, but what even took him off further, and by the way, when he died, he was worth $12 billion, making him one of the richest men in Italy.
Good gosh.
What'd you think?
By the Cowboys.
Yes, he could. So, he was obsessed with film, and his idea was, why don't I get these people that are all over TV and cinema, why don't I give them my clothing? And then they'll wear it. Because no designer at the time was doing that. You would have to, if Bob Hope or whoever, you know, back in the day was doing like an Oscar bit, they had to buy their stuff. And he was like, let's just give it to them. It's the best business promotion we could ever have. And so he gave it to Paul Schrader, who was a director of American Gigolo for the Richard Gere movie from the early 80s, to wear all Armani stuff in this movie. Then he started giving it away to actors and actresses, whether they were going to the Emmys or the Golden Globes or the Oscars. He outfitted apparently everyone, and that became like his thing.
That's a good bit. Dude,
what a simple, brilliant bit. It says his designs could be seen on screen as well as off, worn by stars like Sean Connery and Robert De Niro.
Oh, Deej.
In The Untouchables.
Oh. Is it Sean Connery?
Yeah, it is.
Ham, Christian Bale, and Michael Keaton in separate iterations of the Batman franchise, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street. He, his jackets, his shoes, watches, everything were represented in as many as 300 films. And all over the world, he started giving them to athletes then. It just became the easiest thing in the world. So I give 30 suits to 30 people a year, or 50 people a year, it costs me nothing, yet it's the greatest piece of advertising ever. So that elevated his level to all-time high, and he checked out at the age of 91. He was working until the day he died.
By the way, I have a top five all-time designers list.
Oh, yeah.
So number five, Ralph Lauren.
Okay.
Number four, Yves Saint Laurent.
Are they married?
No, different spelling.
Oh.
Number three, Christian Dior. Number two, Giorgio Armani. And number one, Coco Chanel.
Wow.
Where's Chuck Taylor in this?
Oh, don't think he made it. Neither did Stan Smith.
Yeah, what's Mr. Wrangler?
So,
Mars Blackman.
Mr. Jordash.
But they said that he was in his bed, like dying, and checking off things to send to market and things like that. I'm like, dude, talk about like just dedicated to your craft. And he outlived AIDS too, so that's kind of cool.
No, he actually didn't.
Oh. Well, he tried.
He's still around and he's dead.
He tried. Lando, Giorgio Armani, in?
Worthy.
Deej?
Yep.
Ham?
Worthy.
Donnie?
If you can get Little Kim to mention you in one of her songs, then yes, I say you're in.
Boy, I wonder how many songs in pop culture
you want to buy me diamonds in the money suits.
The guy was mentioned in. Good looking guy, too. Really good looking guy.
Yeah, I'd be chock full of AIDS for him.
I would be too.
Hey, I'm a gay man.
I would assume that we're all three putting him in.
Yes.
Yes.
So unanimous.
So now he joins Robert Redford.
Oh, he's going to be dressed so well. That closet is going to be immaculate.
Yeah, but Robert Redford is kind of like a mountain man. Is he going to have?
Okay,
and where's
I'm sure
he going to
have something for that?
Yeah, well, but everybody is Jesus' age, right?
Yes, 33.
So what did? I mean, Redford was at his peak handsomeness.
I know.
At 33.
I know. You know
maybe
what?
They can have a budding relationship.
I know. I mean, Armani may be 33 years old, not a butting.
I said budding, right? Bob, I would expect that from anyone else, but not you.
I did say a thing.
A butting relationship.
Was that you, Bob?
They're like,
I'm just over here picking out my triple play.
They're doing little Eskimo kisses with their butts.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? That's disrespectful.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Donovan.
Making later, boys.
Them, as always.
Clap together.
Yeah.
They're not twerking. Twerking in the apartment.
Thank you, Donovan.
All right. Fellas, it's over.